Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. And I have a confession. I like Celine Dion. I don't mind telling you. That's who was just bringing us back there. Bob Prosen, thanks for hanging out with us. Bob's with us, folks. He's still here. He's CEO of the Prosen Center for Business Investment. He's the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye, which is an award-winning book. The title is almost obscured by all the winning certificates he's got on this book. So, folks, I encourage you to check that out. And it's bobprosen.com, right, Bob?
Yes, it is, Jim.
And you're helping us with some, getting us kicked off on the right foot, get started right on in the new year for 2012. And I like the fact that you haven't one time said resolution. So we appreciate that, Bob. Well, you got a couple of more good ideas for us.
Yeah, I want to make sure that all of our listeners today establish a bonus pool for their employees and base that bonus pool on company profitability. This is a very important thing for you to develop and then share the program details with your entire organization this month. Because if you can put a bonus pool together, you don't have to commit, folks, to the amount of money that goes in it, just maybe a percentage of profit that you're going to put in there.
Yeah.
And the higher the profit, the bigger the bonus, and I want you to be able to distribute that this year to your people.
Ah.
And the way you do that is you're going to thank them by tying these rewards, these bonuses and other rewards that you will establish, to results. Be sure not to tie them to how hard people work. Only reward results.
Hmm.
Encourage hard work, reward results.
And are you differentiating between people who perform more than others?
Absolutely. You know, this all socialistic approach where everybody gets a 2 or 3% increase. Throw that out the window.
You're not operating a kibbutz here, are you? or a commune. You're operating a business, right?
That's right. The ones that produce the most get the most.
So you got to come up with a system to define that, then, to identify those things.
You really do. And I'm proud to say I worked with a company that many of your listeners may know well, which is called Sport Clips, which is one of the fastest growing franchises in the country.
Right.
And we helped put this in place for them over the last 2 years. And I just received an email from the owner. The last 2 years have been the highest profit years ever, and their employees received the biggest bonuses ever as a result of this. So all this stuff really works, Jim.
Right. Well, people are not just motivated by money, but they are motivated by money.
Yeah, we can't take it out of the equation.
That's exactly right. All right, what's next?
I got something really cool for folks. You ever delegate something to someone and it just didn't get done?
You ask people
to get stuff done, and you're following up with them all the time.
Very frustrating.
Wondering why. It's extremely frustrating. So I developed something that is very neat, and it's on the front page of my website, bobprosen.com, and I call it the Trust Solution. It's the one question that if you'll ask your employees this one question, I guarantee you they will not disappoint you going forward.
Hmm.
How powerful is that?
Sounds powerful. I think I can anticipate the question, but you need to tell us.
All right, here it is. This is what I want you to do. And by the way, I want everybody to go there. It's free. Just go there and take a look at this short little video I put together. It's called The Trust Solution. But let me give you the punchline, and there's a lot more there after you get there. But here it is. Ask your employee this. First of all, I want you to go back to your team and say, you know what? In 2012, I'm going to follow up 50% less than what I follow up today. 50% less. And your employees are going to go, hey, that's great. I didn't really want you doing my stuff anyway. I'm glad you're staying out of it. So then you say, okay, that's how I'm going to operate. And the only concern right now our listeners are having is saying, you know, I'm not doing that because if I do that, they won't get stuff done, and I'm the one that's going to pay the penalty.
Mm-hmm.
So here's how you deal with it when they disappoint you, because inevitably somebody will. So let's say, Jim, it's you and me, and I asked you to give me this report by 8 o'clock this morning. I get to the office 8 o'clock this morning, and I don't have the report, and I'm pretty frustrated. This is what I want you to do. Call Jim up or go see him in his cubicle or his office down the hall, whatever, and say to him, hey, Jim, remember last week when I said I'm going to follow up 50% less, and you said that was great, Bob? I'm glad you're doing that. Well, this report was due to me this morning at 8 o'clock, and you know you didn't deliver it. And I'm not here to ask you why you didn't deliver, but I am here to ask you one important question. This is the question you want to write down. Jim, the next time I ask you to do something, can I trust you?
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about
before they miss a deadline? How about you say, okay, John, this is yours. I need you to take ownership of this. This is really important. Can I trust you to make this happen? Do that in the first time. What's wrong with that?
You can definitely do it there, too. But when you get disappointed, and unfortunately it will happen, you ask them, can I trust you? And they're going to say, absolutely, Bob, you can trust me. And then the next time, I want you to follow it up with this. Great. I'm glad we're never going to have that conversation
mm-hmm.
again.
Mm-hmm. There's another question that I've talked about many times, and it's the redemption question. When somebody actually does fall short, instead of fussing and complaining and maybe firing them or whatever, if you ask this question, it's very powerful. Just ask them, all right, I know that we messed up, but what did we learn?
Mm-hmm. I like it.
That's the redemption question. And as you know, one of the most powerful elements of successful management is redemption.
Absolutely.
Hey, Bob, I've got to wrap it up. Can we have your website again, please?
BobProsen.com, BobProsen.com. Jim, it's great talking with you.
You too, buddy. Come back again real soon. Folks, I told you we'd get smarter when Bob joined us. Bob Prosen, check it out when you get a chance. And I'll be back after these messages. Don't go away. It's 29 after. Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.